Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump has made his first public remarks since the election, speaking yesterday in front of TV cameras outside the White House. The event focused on the coronavirus, but NPR's Tamara Keith reports Trump edged ever so slightly toward acknowledging that he didn't win re-election.
President Trump was in the Rose Garden to announce positive developments on vaccines and distribution. He didn't take any questions, and he didn't explicitly discuss the election, but when he was talking about whether there would be new restrictions to deal with this current surge in COVID cases and hospitalizations, he slipped a little, and he said there won't be any lockdowns in this administration, acknowledging, perhaps, almost, that he may not be president after January 20th, adding, only time will tell.
NPR's Tamara Keith. All non-essential businesses in New Mexico and Oregon are being asked to stop in-person service starting next week because of a surge in coronavirus cases. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Calling it a life or death situation in the midst of a massive uptick in COVID-19 cases, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is directing a two-week reset, as she puts it, for the state. Non-essential businesses are being told to stop in-person services and sales. In Oregon, gyms, public places, and some businesses are going to be on a similar two-week freeze. The moves come as coronavirus cases have spiked in many parts of the country, stressing local and regional health centers. The entire West Coast issued travel advisories on Friday, asking that if people do travel, especially with the holidays coming up, they quarantine for 14 days after and limit, when they can, any interactions. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The federal government is allocating $12 million in emergency relief funds to begin repairs on a major interstate highway bridge that connects Ohio and Kentucky. As Tana Weingartner of member station WVXU reports, the bridge has been closed since Wednesday after two semi-trucks collided in a fiery crash.
The fire on the Brent Spence Bridge connecting Cincinnati to northern Kentucky burned to temperatures of up to 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says federal funds will be used to initiate the most critical repairs. Inspectors are still determining the extent of the damage to the concrete and steel. Based on a visual inspection late Friday, traffic on the Ohio River beneath the bridge was halted a second time until experts know more about how the extreme heat affected the steel. The bridge is a major traffic and shipping corridor carrying two interstates and more than 160,000 vehicles per day. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.
This is NPR. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Paris at the start of a seven-nation tour of Europe and the Middle East. It's aimed at building support for the Trump administration's foreign policy priorities. Leaders of all seven countries have already congratulated Joe Biden on his presidential election victory. Mexico City's mayor is imposing new restrictions on bars and restaurants as coronavirus cases in the country have spiked to levels not seen for months. But NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the mayor stopped short of raising the city's alert level to red, which would trigger even tougher restrictions.
For the next 2 weeks, bars will be shuttered and restaurants and gyms will have to close 3 hours earlier every day. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum says owners were not following health rules and bars had become, quote, places of very, very high transmission. Cases of COVID have been on the rise in several states throughout Mexico, although very little testing is done in the country. Sheinbaum says she will double the amount of testing per day in the capital, a break from national policy. She says if new restrictions are not effective, Mexico City will return to the highest alert, closing all non-essential businesses. Mexico has the fourth highest death rate from COVID-19 in the world. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
At the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, a rain-delayed second round was completed this morning without spectators. Five golfers are going into today's third round, sharing the top of the leaderboard. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.